Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, do good of your own accord. Even as the sun does not wait for prayers and incantations to rise, but shines forth and is welcomed by all, so should you not wait for clapping of hands and shouts and praise to do your duty. Nay, do good of your own accord, and you will be loved like the sun. Epictetus. One of the ideas that's common in a lot of religions is the idea of doing good works without the fanfare of other people. That we should do things because they're the right things to do, not because everyone will see what we're doing. And here, Epictetus uses some great imagery to explain that idea. Just as the sun doesn't wait for fanfare to rise, we shouldn't wait to do things just to be seen by others. Now, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with doing things to be seen by others? I mean, we're still doing good deeds, right? And we get the added benefit of praise from other people. So that's good too, right? Well, when we're doing things to be seen by others, then we are worrying about the opinions of others. And if we're only doing things so that we can get praise, then there's a lot of things that we may have left undone simply because we're waiting to do it when other people could give us praise. When we do things this way, we're giving our control to other people. We are, in a sense, letting the opinions of others dictate what we're doing. And when we act this way, we're often thinking, well, what's in it for me? And what if everyone worked this way? What if everyone asked before they did something, what's in it for me? What if you were injured and somebody came along who could help you, but they decided that they wouldn't because no one was around to see their good deed, that they wouldn't derive any benefit from helping you, so they just left you to fend for yourself? This is what Jesus talked about in the story of the Good Samaritan. For those who don't know the story, a man is traveling to another town and is robbed and beaten and left for dead. A priest and a Levite, who was a temple worker, both passed the man by and didn't lift a finger to help him. A Samaritan comes along and helps the man and takes him to an inn and pays him to receive help and has no expectations of being repaid or praised. And at the time, the Jews and the Samaritans despised each other. So in doing so, Jesus kind of showed that their enemy helped the man because it was the right thing to do, not because of any outward praise or direct benefit to himself. The thing is, the world is built upon us being cooperative and doing lots of little and big kindnesses throughout the day. And personally, I think that one of the main purposes of our lives and what makes our lives richer is to lessen the suffering of others. And you know what? To me, it feels good when I help others and do so because it's something I want to do, not because I'm getting something out of it. And just as the sun shines on us without praise, we should make doing good for its own sake part of our nature. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee and scroll to the bottom of the front page. And there, you can send me a message. And I'll do my best to answer your question here on the show using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter. And if you're feeling generous, please donate to our Patreon account to support this podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.